Full disclosure, we can't get this week's episode going. We don't know what to do. We're stuck, aren't we? How do we
start?
Well,
it's this insistence on the cold open format that I think is a problem. It's a problem for me.
It's only a problem for you because you're creatively inept. So
mate,
you can't give anything, can you?
Mate.
I gave you 7 brilliant pre-sees just then, and you rejected them all.
That's you're misusing the word pre-see.
Is it?
Yeah. A pre-see is a summary.
Is it?
It's not an idea. It's not initial. You're using it as initial idea, but it means summary.
I need to look up pre-see then, because I don't want to get this wrong going forward, do I? I want to make sure the English language on this show is kept sacrosanct.
You gave me...
Sacrosanct.
Sacrosanct. Good.
How do you sell pre-see?
P-R-E-C-I-S.
Oh, here we go.
It's like a short summary.
Abstract of text or speech.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. What do you mean by pre-see? It's a short written or spoken account of something which gives the important part, but not the details.
In summary, it's a summary.
Such as...
So don't... So see, I'm helping you. I'm not being a really pedantic twat, but you were misusing the word. Do you accept that now?
Yeah, fine, okay. But I wasn't... this is the thing. I don't mind being corrected as long as I learn.
We're all learning
constructive
here.
Criticism,
and we're learning that the very idea of comedy has departed our souls.
So this week, it's time for the Willy Banjo. Ding 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 ding. We got nothing.
We've got a good show coming, though.
We can't end this cold open unless one of us gets a real humdinger of a giggle out of us.
No, it's not going to happen
today.
It
might happen. You don't know. Every week it's a roll of the dice, isn't it? We put the dice in our hand, clasp it tightly,
yeah.
Jiggly wiggly woo.
Yeah.
Tossy woo dart.
Tossy woo dart.
Then it goes into the thing. A top
it goes
topple,
into the thing. What
topple,
thing? What thing
know,
did the dice
table,
go into?
A table, a biscuit tin.
It goes into a table, inside a table.
On top
is
of.
Is the table hollow?
Yes,
it
is.
Have little dice runs.
Yes.
Or where the legs should be, it's hollow and the and dice roll around.
Through.
Bongdy bong.
Bongdy bong. And then they tickly tackly, tickly tackly out.
Tickly tackly!
And then they roll upon the floor.
Now we're rolling dice in an imaginary dice rolling hollow table.
Rubbly rub rub eyes as we stare at the dice.
And then we wake up.
And then
we
go, bruh, it's showtime. And it's like, it's a 4 and a 3. What does that mean?
It's a seven. That means 7.
Is it?
That's, yeah.
What? Yeah, but is it? But is it? Is 4 and 3 7? Is it, though?
In, yes.
I disagree.
In the world of maths.
Yes, but in the world of Gannon. What does number mean?
I don't know what it means to you.
Either way, we shakety shake, rumbly tumble, tickly tackly count, and that's how we do it.
Tickety tack.
Yeah. And that's how you roll a dice. Got nothing.
Wow,
you really
spun that into. You tried.
I tried. I did
you tried
try
too hard sometimes.
Sometimes, but God loves a trier, doesn't he? God loves a trier.
Does he love anyone? Does he really?
Does he really?
I don't think so.
Well, that's what we're talking about on this week's Cheap Show. Does God love you? Join us after our introductory themed music.
Is that what you got? That's what you're going with?
Absolutely nothing else, mate. Have you got anything?
I was going to do like, here comes the Paul Gannon into the barrow.
We did that last week,
though. I know, but I was going to build it.
We
used to develop ideas.
I think we expended that idea last week. I think it was good.
Expended it?
But it was a one-hit wonder. You know what I mean? We did it. We done it. We got out. We got in. We put it in. Chickly tango, tickly tango, got it in. That will do. Fuck it.
All right. Press the fucking credits.
Paul Gannon, Eli Silverman. Welcome to the Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking with your posse.
Cheap Show tonight. Cheap Show tonight.
It's the price of shite.
Cheap Show tonight.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Well, Paul.
Hello.
Cold open, sorted, no doubt.
Why, one of our best, I think you'll agree, Governor. Hello, I'm Paul
Gannon.
I'm
dusting myself down in self-congratulatory tickle tackles.
A duffity wuff, a duffity fluff, is that what you're doing?
Ha 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 ha! We've both lost it now.
Lost it.
We lost it.
Hello, welcome to Cheap Show. It's the comedy podcast where Eli and I go for the bargain bins, the charity shops and pound lands of this great country of ours, and we bring you back the treasure we find amongst the trash. Hello, good day to you, Mr. Silverman.
Hello, time to you as well.
Hello, time to you. Good day, time. Good time, day. Good morrow, wind.
Chuddington morrow, time to you.
Flubbled half month. To you.
Chumley Morrington, daytime.
You know what? Let's just give up on the English language this week. There's no point, is there?
Hello, Charrington Hurry.
I'm Bumbly Half Point.
Half Point. Anyway, anything?
No. See you next week, everyone.
Stop saying that. All right. That's another one of your Gannonisms.
Oh, yeah.
It?
All right. So.
You've got these trope, these families. It's like a family structure.
Did not Barrymore have his all white at the back? Did not.
No.
Did not Bruce Forsyth go, it's a good game? Sean Paul say, oh dear, and such and things.
Paul, yes? You're talking about catchphrases.
I got a catchphrase. Oh dear.
Yes, I know.
It's new one. It's good.
Yes, very good. But I'm talking about these family structures of tropes. So you'd like, that's the end of the show. That's just like, it's in the same family of the fake walkout, isn't
it? Yeah, but it's also part of the, here he comes sitting down in his natural well.
Come on, let's do that. You say it. Right, and okay. I'll do the...
No, I'm not going to... What does that mean? He's going to do a chicken impression. And I have to describe your chicken impression.
I think I want to be a chicken subconsciously, and I'm not even... I've just somehow engineered this thing, and it just came out of me then.
Well, you're not a chicken, but to me, you'll always be a big cock, mate. I'll say that for you.
Oh. Cock of the roost.
Rooster.
Ooh, strutty strut strut.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. We've got nothing this week
on
the podcast.
This is what I keep trying to get round.
We got nothing.
We don't literally have nothing. That's the Patreon only.
No,
that's
the Patreon only gets our loose fit. Although, to be honest, the latest one we put out are probably one of our best character moments in a while. So, you know, if you're missing out, you're missing out on that.
No, honestly, guys, if you're not supporting us on Patreon. Patreon?
Patreon. You can if you want. patreon.com/cheapshow.
And it's a great moment. We're not trying to like
big it up,
paywall this.
In fact,
it just happened
in the moment. We did one of our loose fit episodes. We just talked shit for about 40
and
minutes.
A character called up and
it got a bit messy. So, anyway, we will be recycling that content for the main bulk of the podcast when we reintroduce that character later on down the road.
But thank
you. Don't worry. Nothing goes to waste on. From snout to trout, we use all the beast.
To trout? What part of the body's the trout?
From snout to the river fish. Yeah, I don't know. The snout to the what?
Tip, tail to...
Tail to...
Cocktip.
No, nose to... I don't know.
Gusset. Nose to gusset.
There's a phrase, isn't there?
Yes, there is, but you don't remember it, neither do I.
From snout to snatch, we eat the whole beast or something.
Oh, dear. We only eat the female pigs.
No, I don't know.
Are you saying that we'd eat a pig snatch?
Hey, what pig are you eating when you eat a pig? Male pig and female pig? Depends.
I do not know.
That's a good question, isn't it? Isn't it a good question?
Mate... Come on, mate. Now, we've got a really good episode. That's why I didn't, write a really good cold open.
No. We have a lot to get through this week. We have a return to the Noodle Pot Blitz. That's going to be our first segment coming up on the show today. Eli has curated some wonderful and fascinating finds for us to nibble on in this week's Pot Noodle Blitz.
Noodle Pot Blitz coming up. And then what we got after that?
Oh, yeah, Noodle Pot Blitz. That's what I should say, because Pot Noodle Blitz would suggest it was just Pot Boodle Brand.
Boodle Brand. You know who I should get in here is Ned the Noodle, because I've got Ned the Noodle next door. Got Ned the Noodle.
No.
He could judge this.
All right, bring him in.
No, he's Ned. He's not a character, Paul. I'm not doing a character. Hey? Do you remember Ned the Noodle? He's a soft toy of a pot noodle.
Oh, yeah, but that's the one that Aven got us.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, Aven is helping us today with this week's episode because Aven has surprised us with a price of shite.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And I haven't looked at it. Even Eli can prove that it... I mean, we had to open it just briefly to see if the answers are in it, which they are, but I don't know what's in this. We don't know the prices. We're going to be going head-to-head this week on an Aven-sourced price of shite that she got from Switzerland, these items. So
there's plenty of Petwings available to both players, Paul.
Plenty of Petwings, players,
Paul.
Paul, yes.
The Pudenda.
Alliteration is working you well this week. What? No, don't do that. Mate, after last week's groin.
There's no, but look, I haven't touched my groin or pointed to it yet, have I?
But you just did the two-finger dingle dingle, didn't you, at it? The two-finger dingle.
Two-finger dingle dingle. Oh, mate, what's happened to us?
We've
got to do some content quick, because this is the main podcast.
Do you have a Tales from the Dance Floor?
I don't, you know.
No, then don't worry about it. We're all right. We could just move on. We've got a lot to get through. This intro doesn't have to be that long, does it? We could just go straight to the noodles, couldn't we?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so let's just do that then.
Okay, then.
All right. So,
all right, then.
Is there anything else to... Oh, I've got one thing. Someone's broken into the vault, Eli. We're gonna have to stop the recording and check the Cheap Show vault.
It's sure.
Is that going to go on forever, do you think, now?
There's something else joining in. No, it's getting quite a good tune now. Yish, 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 yish.
Oh, just when we were getting a groove on.
Yish.
Anyway, fantastic intro. Let's move on to the rest of the... Oh, I did a bogey.
Sucked that right back up, didn't
you? Yeah, I had to gobble it down.
Oh, the back way.
Yeah, right down the throat.
A little rough rider going down the back of the gullet.
Smooth rider.
Oh, it was slimy smooth rider.
No. So Ned Noodle, yes.
Ned Noodle, yes. Slimy rough rider, no. Ned Noodle, yes. Slimy rough rider, no.
Ooh-wee, which way will it bloody go?
It's a rough rider.
Let's just, mate, honestly, I think we should just crack on with this. Sometimes I can feel the momentum wane.
Ebbing.
Ebbing wane.
I'm getting an airborne.
I'm ebbing wane. I'm ebbing wane. Homily who? Homily
hey. Who?
Homily
who? Now we get into the trope family known as Paul's mouth noises.
Yeah, I like subdued wane. What do we say his name was? Let's just move on, please. Please.
Subdued wane?
I don't know. Oh, dear.
Oh, subdued Wayne.
Sure. Let's move on. We've all made errors here tonight.
Subdued Wayne.
I know.
It's a dated Wayne. Is he on Xanax or something?
Shut up.
Oh, no. I've run out of noodles.
Dum de dum de dum de da da dum de dum de dum de
da
da
dum
de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de
dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum
de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de
dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de
And that's the sad intro to our Noodle Pot...
Noodle Pot Blitz! Noodle it's pot a Noodle blitz Pot Blitz! A Noodle Pot Blitz! It's a Noodle Pot Blitz! I'm mad at!
I think you should stop, because it went past being funny and weird to embarrassing and tragic.
Noodle Pot Blitz! Noodle Pot Blitz!
Eli, we have... Don't make me lead the way on this segment just to get through it. Mate, we have four noodles today. You chose them. Tell us what they are and why you chose them in an order you deem appropriate.
Okay, Paul. It's Noodle Pot Blitz.
Christ!
Yes, Mother. Noodle Pot Blitz.
Mother.
Oh, no!
We've got to stop. We've got to move on.
Sorry,
I shouldn't have done that. That was my fault. I shouldn't have thrown in a little mother.
Shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have thrown in mother. Come on. Be professional, Eli. The face of noodle.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Be the face of
thanks,
noodle.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the little pep talk.
You're the voice of noodle.
Thanks for the little pep talk.
Thank you. You've got to be respectful. People won't take you seriously.
It's
you
good
know?
To be doing noodle content again, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a while, okay. Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
And noodles is a bedrock item of Cheap Show.
It is now, a bedrock. It's a cornerstone. It's a load-bearing wall.
If you're joining us and you haven't heard of the Noodle Pot Blitz segment...
Yes.
Apologies first.
I haven't. Explain to me what it is.
We look at pot-style noodles. These are noodles that come in their own cooking container and you pour freshly boiled water on, in most cases.
Yes.
And they may have sachets in.
Yes.
Or sometimes it's added. I mean, the original and best, the Nissin cup noodle, always has all of the condiment... stuff, the flavour stuff and the dehydrated fruit, not fruit, vegetables and meats.
Yes.
In there already.
Yeah.
But the big brand from where they're really big in South Korea, Nongshim.
Yeah.
They often have a sachet of powder that you have to take out, open, put in before you pour the water on.
Also, some of them have a draining system sometimes,
Japanese
don't they?
Japanese ones generally you know, have the draining system.
Draining system and things like that.
So it is a segment where we look at a number of these noodle pots because the market is always expanding. I'm always seeing new stuff, Paul.
Convenient, isn't it?
And we've got four hopefully interesting items for you today.
I would like to see your first choice, Mr. Silverman.
Now, this is a a noodle that you see a lot, but I think it's...
I'm convinced we've done this before in the past.
We may well have, in ancient history, done one of these.
Yeah, this is maybe. It has been 9 fucking years.
This is a Blue Dragon Oriental chicken flavour. It's called a noodle wok. Now, with this, you get a sort of quite sturdy...
It's a plastic
bowl with a lid.
Yeah.
And that's where you steep it. And I think the sachet's in. But I find this brand interesting because it's so like the... Chinese food of the 1980s in Britain.
Yeah.
You know, it harks back to that.
You know
the
what
it's
got called
Oriental chicken.
You know what it's got vibes of? Like pucker pies. It's got like a kind of vibe to that kind of broad British version of what they thought Oriental, quote unquote,
yes,
food
and that,
is.
And the fact that it uses the word Oriental as well.
Yeah, which is, what does that even mean, really, when you think about it?
Well, it refers to the colonial and Orientalism.
Yes.
Which back in Victorian era was this sort of fetishization,
yeah.
Similar to the Egyptian craze that happened at the end of the Victorian era
as
well.
Yes, yeah.
And the Orient used to refer to the Middle East.
Oh, okay, fine.
But then it got
citation
further.
Needed, but interesting
but
all the same.
It's a colonial, it's a Western term for that part of the world, which is why some people do have a problem with that
so
word.
So what flavours are you expecting that to be then?
Well,
like
it's very
ginger?
Much...
Ginger and spices?
Yeah, it's Oriental chicken. So basically, Chinese food in Britain traditionally has been Cantonese, which is only one of several cuisines from China.
Right.
Cantonese, and you get this Anglo-Chinese or Anglo-Cantonese cuisine, which is the orange, sweet and sour chicken, all of those dishes,
okay, yeah.
Which some of them are great.
But
I'm not dissing
not
it.
Traditional.
It's not authentically Chinese. And I think this is going to be that kind of thing. And it really just goes to show how much more of that stuff we have now, that this used to be a viable pot noodle sort of thing, and it was a bit exotic, and it's like the dragon.
I guess, though,
But now you can go to any grocers all around here. They're not even, you know, Oriental grocers.
No.
And you can get all these Korean ones, these Nongshims.
Just so you know.
Huh?
I'm just saying you were doing air quotes every time you said Oriental to get across the point.
Well,
that's
the word on this bloody...
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying, but you're saying it with quotation marks in here.
But you can, everywhere, you can get all those buldak, those Samyang Buldak ones
and
the Nongshim, the Korean brands, and Nissin's in a lot of places now as well.
But this,
so this is like an artifact from before
this
then.
This says to me, middle class thing you buy for your lunch break. You know, you buy it for your lunch break at the office job you're at.
Yeah.
It's that vibe.
But it's so Anglo-Chinese.
I'm bored now talking about this. Move on to the next one.
Also, the other thing to mention
I did say I was bored.
Blue Dragon, they make these, but also they make those sort of make-it-at-home kits.
Right.
Where they give you like a packet of black bean sauce or whatever. Those sort of...
Do-it-yourself packs, yeah.
Yes, very much like... What's that Mexican brand?
I kind of said... I do believe I said I'm bored of that, so you need to
what's
move
that
on.
Mexican brand?
I don't know. Don't care.
You know,
they
do the fajita kits. It's like that kind of...
Oh, El Taco or El Tapo, whatever.
Very much that kind of brand, and ersatz, not very authentic.
No.
Moving on, Paul.
Moving on. What's next?
We have something that is actually very much more from that part of the world.
Right.
And in fact, it's a Miu Miu mini. It's a very cute little mini
little
noodle pot. It's about half the size of a normal one.
It looks like one of those kind of cinema ice cream tubs you get, but a bit bigger.
It's very small. This is one of the small. One of the reasons I bought it, and it's got a little child. Now, this is definitely for like a school child's. I don't know. We're going to have to look at that with our device.
So, yeah, a nice little red pot. I don't know what it's saying, but
It says Miu Miu, but we do need to check because you want to avoid fish. Is there an English bit there?
Hot and spicy flavour, it says here on the sticker on the side.
It should be fine.
Wheat. Doesn't look like it's got any seafood.
I don't think it does.
No.
Then we have something that we've avoided thus far.
Oh, yeah, by and large.
Managed to avoid, but we both are quite fascinated by. This is...
Well, we've never touched on it, really, have we?
This is the pot noodle Bombay Bad Boy. It says turn bad boy in 4 minutes. Now, this is very much a relic, not only of what pot noodle used to be about, but also what the whole sort of culture of... advertising was like.
Yes.
When this came out in the late 90s. There was a sort of it was lad culture, wasn't it? But also there was a sort of edginess to a lot of these brands. Tango.
Yeah.
With the slappy slap. But Pot Noodle really did it, went all the way. And they in fact had a tagline to their ad, which was the slag of snacks or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, the slag of snacks.
Which you can't even, you would not be able to make that ad.
Well, no, but you could call a fucking...
Couldn't make it these days.
No, I bet you could, but you just call it the restaurant name, like Food Cunt and these fucking sausage bastard. You know, like restaurants with those kind of names. Steak Prick. Whatever it is. It's always the fucking same, isn't it?
Those edgy ones. But that used to be sort of mainstream, that edginess.
It's like, it's a... It's a restaurant, not a fucking play at the National Theatre.
Flavor Bastard has gone. You're thinking Flavor Bastard. And
I don't
gone.
Know.
But this is very much, do you know what I mean? It's from that era. The other thing that's kind of, it's funny that we're talking about the word Oriental on that packet.
And this Bombay, one's Bombay Babmet.
Bombay is the imperial, British imperial name for that city, which is now known as Mumbai.
Yes.
But they've gone, they've kept the Bombay on this.
Is it because, like Bombay Mix, it's just more of a flavor name now than an actual...
Yes, but isn't, it's quite fascinating to me that they didn't, no one sort of said, that's terrible, you need to change it on all your packaging. It's obviously not a big deal to everyone.
I think it's from an inside-out perspective, that. Because think about it, Britain, colonial mindset, still great holy days of all the fucking whatever we did around the world. There's an element of that to it, where it's like, it's our cultural attachment to that brand.
It's a British Indian cultural...
Outside sort of, yeah. Of the UK, a lot of people say, really, you're calling it Bad Boy Bombay or whatever it is. That's a bit fucking dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's one of their hits, wasn't it? It was like a big deal at the time, I remember.
I'm still surprised you can see it on sale. Are the numbers sales for that still popular enough to make it?
It must be.
Beef and tomato, you always see as well.
This is their hottest offering, I think.
All right, well, last one.
I just want to mention one other thing about the packaging on this.
God.
Now, they used to have sort of edgy packaging.
Yeah.
And we hate chummy copy.
Chummy copy.
And they've gone and look what it says on this Bombay Bad Boy. And tell me if this has been sort of neutralized and taken the edge off. It says, break the rules.
Right.
Do things your own way. Think different. Do different.
Have a Bombay Bad Boy pot noodle.
That's not... There's nothing edgy. That's like a wellness sort of hustler. That's talk. It's like empty...
Maybe if you're like a middle-class banker who just can't be bothered to use Deliveroo today, he's got to go and get a pot noodle and live outside the
system.
But
that's just sort of like a be positive and be... You know, it's just sort of a bland...
Means nothing.
Didn't they used to have like, this will fucking fuck your mouth up? Or shit like that, you know what
this
I mean?
This pot noodle come in your mouth.
Yeah, it basically went from that to like, you'll be your best self, you know what
you
I mean?
You a dirty, fucking, dirty, grubby prick, are you? You fucking monkey...
That's what those ads
grubby.
Were a bit like. You know you love it. Didn't they have that?
You tramp, stank, cunt. Do you want to fucking eat this, you fucking grotty, Bertie Varter? Bertie Varter. I don't know what that meant. I couldn't get the words out, but Bertie Varter.
It works for me, Paul.
I am Bertie Varter,
okay.
Dirty old man.
Now, I can't remember ever having tried this, and so I'd be actually interested to see
last
how good
one,
it is.
Last one, please. We're at 11 minutes and I'm tapping out mentally.
Paul, you tapped out mentally before we started the show
yes,
today.
Yes, I would say I tapped out around about 2018.
Can't you just let me have my noodle moment, please? It's what people fucking tune into the show for.
It's not what they tune in for, because I've said before.
Oh, your ride's here. No, you're mental.
As I've said categorically before, the noodle-based episodes of this podcast are usually the lower listened to downloaded episodes.
Well, don't put it in the title. Put fucking whatever you said, Shervington Pentonville. Or
whatever. Yeah, maybe that was called
in episode that. There's your title, right? Shervington Pentonville.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my brain. Anyway, the last... Oh, my mind.
This is what happens when we do a show weekly.
Paul,
yes.
The last noodle in today's Noodle Pot Blitz. Mother! Tapatio.
Which is ramen a hot noodles. Sauce brand.
It is a hot sauce brand from Mexico, Paul.
And they have made their own noodle pot. It's a big old pot as well.
It's a big size. It's the biggest one we got today,
yeah.
I think, just about. Ramen noodle soup, instant soup mix. So it's hot, apparently. And I like the hot sauce. It's similar to a Cholula. Have you had a Cholula
hot
sauce?
Yes, I have. I remember
one of those Mexican big brands.
It's like when I went to LA that time and I brought you back all those little sachets of Tapatio sauce.
Tapatio.
Tapatio.
I think it means uncle. Does it mean uncle or...
No, it means the patio.
Friend. It doesn't mean the patio, Paul.
It means you've buried someone underneath it, like in the
who
soap
did?
Opera.
This person...
Brookside. Anyway,
I have to know what Tapatio
means.
All right, well, I'm sure it just says the brand. Anyway, while you're looking that up, I'm just going
to... It doesn't. It means uncle or something.
Like burrito means little donkey, whatever it is.
It's a person originating from Guadalajara city in the heart of Mexico. Ah, someone from downtown Guadalajara. So it's like Londoner.
Oh, interesting. Okay, because this is a hot sauce produced in Vernon, California, and is popular among the Mexican-American communities there.
Ah, right. So it's
every single fucking loud fucking vehicle out today.
There must be some police action in the...
Yeah, maybe.
North London.
The product is named after a term used to describe someone from Guadalajara, where the company's founders emigrated from and exported to Mexico, Canada, Central America, Australia, and elsewhere.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense to do a hot sauce flavoured ramen, Paul.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen it before.
Well...
So I would have expected I would expect Tabasco to have their own ramen brand, for example.
Where did you buy that?
In the States. This is again
in Florida.
Emma, thanks very much.
That makes sense though, right? Because they were sold in America. Is known. The hot sauce is more known in America than in the UK and Europe.
It is, but I'm just saying you don't often see hot sauce noodles branded. That are branded. You see like that Buldak stuff going from a ramen to crisps and everything, and also with Indomie, the big Indonesian brand.
Yeah,
they have crisps we've done before and stuff, but you never see a noodle taking on. You haven't seen ketchup flavored noodles, for example, tomato ketchup flavored noodles or something like that. I love noodle content, everyone. So we'll be tasting that, and apparently it's a hot one, so we're going to leave that till last. We'll have the bad boy just before that. I'm ready, Paul, to put some fucking water onto these fucking noodles and get the sauces fizzing. And I'm going to go next door to the Joneses. I'm going to go, have you got a parrot? What's his name? Barry. Barry's asleep, everyone. Does Barry want a cracker? Barry want a hard
Barry
cracker?
Barry wants a cracker.
Does he want a fucking hard one?
He wants a big...
Does he want a big, long cracker?
He wants a cream cracker.
I'm going to feed Barry my cracker.
I want a cream cracker.
Oh, it will have plenty of cream, mate. You've just got to eat... Oh, why do we do this? Wake up!
Where am I?
Right,
why
are you
does my
ready?
Mouth taste of spunk? What's going on? So now we're going to use the sound effect of a boiling kettle to separate these two moments in the podcast. See you then. Well, Eli's been busy in the kitchen with a kettle, and we have poured the water into all four pots. But Eli, go into the finer details. Let's say how it all broke down. Pot noodle Bombay mix.
One of their gimmicks from time immemorial, Paul, has been to have a little sauce sachet.
Little sauce sachet.
Of course, all of the flavour, the soup base, is very much mixed in with the noodle. That's the style.
Yes.
And is very corn floury.
Yes.
Which we've discussed before, giving pot noodles that distinctive gloopiness.
That's that kind of stew-like texture. Yeah.
Which I don't know why, but that's their thing. And I like a clear broth on ramen.
I agree.
But they always have a gimmick, like for chicken and mushroom, you of course have the soy sauce. Beef and what's they have? Beef and tomato.
That just comes with more tomato.
It gives it a little ketchup sachet.
This came with hot sauce.
It comes with hot sauce because this is their premier burn your mouth off one.
But it smelt like chip shop curry, weak chip shop curry powder on it.
I honestly don't think. Come to think of it, I need to stir that.
Yeah, give it a stir now, and I'll tell you what the other one was. So we did the blue dragon thing that came with three sachets, and the little cake of noodle was also wrapped. Vegetables. Spicy flakes, powder, that was it in a nutshell.
Yes.
Hot water, lid, sealed, it's doing its thing.
And it did have two different water measurings, which is quite a clever thing to do. It says, depending on how soupy, you can either put 250 millilitres of water on.
That's what we did.
Or to the fill line.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the fill line is more soupy than 250
millilitres.
Was it?
Okay. About the same. Right. And then we had the meow meow, what was it called?
Miu miu.
Miu miu. And that was just pour it in and then you can add the chili thing later, right?
There's chili oil, which I'll be adding just before we taste it.
It's the only one we've yet to add to its pot.
And
it
also, the powder had a very Chinese, distinctive sort of Chinese pepper smell.
Yeah.
I think that's a very sort of distinctly Chinese. I think it's for kids' lunch boxes.
Yeah, it does look like that. And finally, the...
Tapatio.
Tapatio had a nice... beefy, hot, spicy powder. And
which
then
is obviously
had,
their sauce powder.
And then had veggie flakes scattered in, and that was it.
The sauce sachet was branded, whereas the veggie flakes weren't, isn't
no,
it?
No, true.
Funny.
And the Blue Dragon and the Tapatio came with forks. Is that right? Or did the
No, the little
fork?
The mini fork here. There's a little fold-up fork that came with the Miu Miu.
Oh, with Miu Miu.
Again,
yeah.
Reinforcing the sort of lunchbox.
Lunchtime snack vibe.
Vibe that we're getting off that.
So, what are we doing first, then?
Well, we're doing in the order that I introduced them firstly.
Which was?
Oh, my God.
Blue Dragon, blue then, dragon. Right?
Now, Paul, I'm going to...
Not Blue Waffle. That's a very, very different thing won't be eating.
It's a very old reference.
Isn't it? Is it older than Goatsy?
I never heard Goatsy, but I was aware of Blue Waffle at least 10 years ago.
Well, there you go.
There's a very reassuring instant noodle aroma coming from this.
I want to use my little plastic fork that
you
I got in the Blue Dragon.
You can.
It's just over there, that's
there
all.
It is.
I got
there it. It is for
you. I got. That's my one.
There's a nice, just a general noodle half coming off this blue dragon. Like,
big peas.
Yes, there's lots of peas in it.
It's quite vegetal. Like, quite a lot of vegetables, yeah. And I'm going to go in.
I think it's going to be quite plain and quite traditional.
I'm going to just take some...
You've got a spoon. Don't use your mouth. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. Use a spoon.
Okay.
Use a spoon. Fuck me. You're glad those scissors are there, not over here, because I would
be... You would have stabbed me.
At you.
And then that would be...
Right
what?
In the eyes.
Why would that be nice? Why is that a nice thing to say? That's not a nice... Well, it's not. You're not a nice person.
No. I never said I was. I don't know why anyone thinks that.
Okay, I've done what you asked, and I've spooned some broth. Now,
just fucking be a bit civil instead of getting feral. You're meant to be the face of noodle, and you can't be the face of noodle if you're just a feral food rat.
Look, mate, just wanted to sup some broth from the side of the bowl. It's a very normal thing for people to do. You're getting all your goop right in that bowl, mate. It's all... You don't care, do you?
No, that's...
Get some broth in. Do some broth work on that blue dragon. It's dull. It's a dull noodle.
It's, you know what it is? It's way too, like just veggie stock with a little bit of a spice to it. It doesn't even taste oriental, quote unquote.
Or like chicken, really.
No.
No. And what about the noodles themselves? What did you think of the texture?
Fine.
Do you know
what?
The peas haven't rehydrated properly.
No. And then by the time they would, it's too cold to really enjoy.
And I knew that might be an issue, Paul, and that's why I decided to put the hot water straight onto this one first.
Yeah.
Still didn't make any difference. That's not good.
It's not unpleasant. It's not like it's a horrible thing to eat, but like it is the absolute lowest of quality you can demand from that kind of product.
Yeah, and also...
Passable.
The way that it comes with this sturdy plastic, unless you're going to reuse that, it's a very wasteful noodle.
Which I guess
noodle.
You could, or recycle. At least it's recyclable.
I might use that again to make a noodle.
Yeah, or, you know, piss in when, you know...
Right,
you can't
go
to the toilet.
Because
apparently, ladies and gentlemen, he'll just piss in anything these days in his room. Anyway, go on. What's the next one? Meow, meow. What is it? Oh, you have to put the hot sauce in the meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. I'm just saying this song to pad out the time until you add the sauce.
We've got a nice peppery sort of Chinese aroma coming off it, and there is a what looks to be chili oil.
Oil. That's a good stuff, I reckon, oil as well.
You like a chili oil, Paul?
I prefer it to a hot sauce to squirt in. I'd like to see the texture of that hot sauce for the Bombay Bad Boy.
It's going
to
be terrible, sort of gloopy, like everything they do. And it's funny as well because Pot Noodle tried to break into the instant ramen just in a pack with no container.
Died on its ass.
It died on its
ass. Because it was no better than fucking Super Noodle shit in terms of quality, texture and flavour. Yeah. It was like, what are you getting here?
And that the point that I was trying to get to, Paul, is we could cover all of those other like South Korean and Nissin Do pots.
Yeah.
But I feel like they got... noodles in both markets, don't they? So we don't need to... I'm interested in stuff that only available in pots.
Yeah, that's why it's a noodle pot blitz, isn't
it? Or special edition Nissins, which we sometimes get. And we're looking to...
We're on a mission for Nissin.
And we're trying to get... They did another one because we'd had the breakfast, all-day breakfast one or
the
whatever.
The bagel and cream cheese one. Listen, if anyone American is listening to this and you can and want to send us the Nissin everything bagel cream cheese noodle, which apparently is much better than you expect it to be, please send it to our PO box. Details on our website or in the metadata for the podcast that you're listening to on whatever that app is.
And it's another one by Nissin America, basically, because that breakfast one was very much an American breakfast. It had maple
syrup.
Yeah, because
that Cup Noodle YouTube account, Twitter account, X account, well, it always says, oh, we can't send you any. Why not? I checked the bloody... what's the word for sending stuff? What's the word?
The tariff?
Anyway, I said what foods you can send... And like
you
noodles
can send,
was perfectly fine.
They're very dry, aren't they? And like,
can you send fizzy drinks in the post?
I'm sure, but it's very expensive after Brexit. It's at least £25 to get anything from the States.
Oh, I know that. I mean, I know
that. Okay, I'm going to go in on the Miu Miu, Paul.
Miu Miu.
It's a nice, very sort of Szechuan numbing pepper smell I'm getting.
Yeah.
So, and I've put the whole bunch of them.
Straight in. You know how people eat. It's fine. Pull it all out. Give it here.
It's nice, very pleasant, but it's quite milder than I expected in terms of the flavour. It's hot, it's salty, it's got that kind of Chinesey vibe. Get some broth work, broth action happening, Paul.
Yo, this is broth work. This is broth work.
He's had some broth now. Thoughts
I mean,
that?
Considerably better than the Blue Dragon thing, and it's playing in the same ballpark, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very similar product, but...
It's more tomato-y in my mouth to me.
Okay.
It's got a bit more of a fruit flavour to it. The spice is there on the back.
It's more nuanced and complex, isn't it, in terms of the flavour, much more.
It's nothing special, but it's certainly more flavourful than
the last. It's much more flavourful, and that, like I say, there's more going on.
And it hides a multitude of other sins as a result. It's just there's just more going on there, full stop.
And everything's cooked more in the time, you know?
Yeah, it's fine.
It doesn't have any of those problems with...
There's no juggling act here.
With the rehydration.
Oh,
I like that.
I do like that. And, you know, For a packed lunch can of pot, perfectly fine, really.
Okay, now, it's the noodle pot blitz, everyone.
As we go into our third item, and that item is...
Pot noodle Bombay bad boy. Ugh. Turn bad boy in 4 minutes. It's been at least 4 minutes. And now I just need to get the hot sauce. You were wrong, because we're going to have to put the hot sauce on this as well.
What do you mean in terms of I was wrong?
You said there's only one thing where we haven't put the sachet in yet, but you were wrong.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Okay. Well, I'm glad we're point-taking on that trite point.
I wasn't trying to point-take.
You do, though. You do a lot, because your life is full of nothing but hollow little mini-victories, isn't it? So why not have as many as you want?
Don't be so nasty. I'm having a...
Stop being pernickety, then.
Oh, that's me. That's who I am, Paul.
Yeah, isn't that the problem? Again, I am not a nice guy, and I don't know why you need to think that.
Just hope.
I'm a shit who will crap in your mouth if I'm offered enough money to do so.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I'll pinch
how much
one
is
off.
Enough, though?
I don't know. It depends, because you'd have to get some cut of it, wouldn't you?
Well, perhaps I just want you to shit in my mouth.
Mate, a guy's offered me £1 million to shit in your mouth.
£1 million?
£1 million to shit in your mouth.
I'm going...
I'll give you 10% of that.
Well, maybe we don't need to, because eating this Bombay
bad
boy...
might be the same difference.
Yeah. Good, well brought back, Eli. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I went to the bog for a big Bombay bad boy.
Okay, the noodles are full. This has dehydrated peas in it. Something about these Brits with their dehydrated peas. Because Nissin, sorry to go on about it, their cup noodles, their dehydration game is so much more advanced.
Oh, they're the original and best. They know what they're doing.
They can have all these different things they can dehydrate. You know, there was sausage in that breakfast one.
Yeah.
They'd managed to do like a soya sausage that tasted of breakfast sausage.
Yeah, it's nice.
They know what they're doing. I mean, that British ones, it's just like corn, peas, and peas.
That breakfast one was a bit of a gimmick, and I think the more you had of it, the less palatable it
became.
It
wasn't great. It wasn't great. It was all very maple-y, wasn't it, basically?
Way too maple-y towards the end.
Okay.
Anyway, go on. Next one.
Bombay
bad boy.
Bad boy.
Down it goes. I mean, it does taste like that traditional British...
It smells like that curry. You remember the Vesta, those Vesta curry packs with the raisins floating in it? You can imagine raisins floating in it.
It tastes like curry and soap.
It's not a great taste, is it?
No. Do you know what it's got the same hangover of, flavour-wise? The Christmas dinner one we had years ago on the podcast.
Yes, an artificiality.
That artificial, almost soap-like chemical tang, which is like unnecessary.
Not a good noodle. I don't know why people love this so much. Get some broth on. It's just weak show, isn't it?
Nah, it's not nothing about that. The thing is, we've said it before, a chicken and mushroom pot noodle, as basic as it is,
can
is absolutely
nice
comforting.
It's fine, yeah.
And there's none of that kind of over gross fakeness. But
this is cardboardy as well, isn't it?
We know like that here.
Easily the worst so far.
Definitely below the Blue Dragon.
It is, isn't it? And you could pimp the Blue Dragon with that. Yeah. It's all going to get lost in that sort of horrible artificial
flavour.
You can't
pimp that. In fact, I guarantee if we hadn't put the hot sauce in that, that would be even waterier and less interesting
It's not really hot either, is it? I mean, it's not...
It is, but only in a way that doesn't support the original upfront flavour. It's not like you get a curry heat. It's like you get a weak curry slop and then the heat at the end separate.
It's almost like they're... Because it's so artificial, it's separated from... It's not an organic heat coming from the curry.
It's like the evolution is wrong. It's gone the wrong direction.
It's just not a great flavour
at all. No, it's
not.
Stay in your fucking lane, pot noodle.
But the... But that's one of their big sellers. That's why they've kept it. It's a heritage pot noodle brand.
I know, but I don't understand that. I don't understand
The texture of the actual noodles themselves, okay. They were okay, I think.
For pot noodles,
but again, did you find that... Did you get any of the veg?
No.
Again, it hadn't hydrated properly.
I had one pea, and that one pea was just... It popped, and it didn't even taste of anything.
It's dry. It's... They don't rehydrate.
I don't like it.
Both, and funnily enough, both the Blue Dragon and the pot noodle suffered from that.
Yes.
And they're the British
ones. But the Blue Dragon, as you quite say, has a carte enough blanche for you to add on top of.
Carte enough blanche.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
There was enough carte blanche there for you to do something interesting with.
Let's stick with carte enough blanche.
Carte enough blanche.
You're doing that thing where you stick a word in between the parts of the word.
I'm now calling this episode carte enough blanche.
like abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
There's an actual word for describing that, and I can't remember what it's called.
There is, isn't there? Yeah, you did it, though. You did it naturally, which sometimes, Paul, you're good. Other times, you get the word
pre-sealed. I like the English language. I like to play within its confines.
Now, this is the noodle, everyone, that I've been looking forward
to. And I've also been
apparently
looking forward to.
Apparently, this is real hot.
Yeah. Like, Oh, what's that?
Look at the colour. It's a nice colour.
Give it a stir. Lots of lovely condensation coming off that as well. Nice. Oh, it's still hot.
Yes.
Do you think there's too much water in it? I don't know. Is it meant to be soupy like this?
No, I went to the... Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. I went to the... It's right on the fill line.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going in for the tapatio birri flavour noodle pot thing.
It's just hot. It's tapatio flavour.
Because that's the thing, there was no sauce in this. It was literally just a powdered flavouring and the vegetable. So you'd think they would have put a little hot sauce packet in, but that didn't happen. Oh, what is... Subtle?
Tomato-y.
Okay.
Mexican-y. I'm handing it over to him now. Ooh, that's a nice flavour. It's a nice... And there's some tartness. There's some vinegary... You know, the vinegariness of hot sauce. There's some of that there.
Do you know what it smells like? And this is just memory
What's
triggers.
What's it evoking for you, Paul?
When we were in LA. And just walking down some certain streets or the vibe. It's like, this has a very California, downtown LA kind of vibe.
I was wrong, wasn't I? I assumed it was a Mexican brand. But no, it's American-Mexican. And I like the texture of those noodles to me. I like that texture, the chewiness of the noodle as well.
Do you know what it's got a bit of? It's got a bit of that, like, almost churros cinnamon thing going
There's
on.
There's a little bit of spice, yes, almost a cinnamon spice. Really nice. Get some broth on. The broth is really good. Oh, he likes this. He's gone in for two big mouthfuls of the Tapatio. I think we've got our winner, everybody.
I'm brothing it up.
See, what the broth is a revelation. It's got a nice, subtle sweetness, and like you say, those spices.
That's not too hot either.
And it's not that hot.
It's not that hot at all.
And not in a negative, it's not hot enough way. That, no. Like, that's the perfect amount of heat to get through that bowl.
You don't want it hurting your mouth. We are going to get some noodles coming up in the future that will hurt a mouth.
We
Paul.
Found the three-time spicy
Did you find
noodle.
Them? They're everywhere.
But here's what I'm suggesting. Live show event. We've never done noodles live.
Yeah, but then we won't be able to finish the show. It will fuck
finale.
Us up. Okay.
The finale.
We have to eat it in a minute or something.
I don't know, but here's the thing we've never done live. Gallon's Golden Games, noodles. We have to do it for this October show. Agreed?
I'm always up for that, Paul.
Good.
I ate the whole of that chip challenge, remember? And
yes.
You only ate half of it.
Well, we will find a way to make it work live on stage somehow.
And
right?
I had heat cramps, which I've never experienced before on the bus.
Yeah,
after that.
No, I know. Anyway.
No, the three times are everywhere. But, Paul, we've come to the end.
Sum up.
Let's have a little sum up. Firstly,
rather than rate them, let's rank them. So what's at the bottom of this poodle and pot nits?
It has to be the pot noodle Bombay Bad Boy.
Yes.
A very weak product again from them.
Considering how much, like, muck powder they put on it, it's surprisingly watery.
Tasteless, cardboardy, artificial. Everything
soapy.
Wrong. Everything wrong.
Everything that they should be fighting against as a brand.
That hot, call that hot sauce. That's not a hot sauce. No. That's a fucking, it's just a bit of crap.
No, you know what? It is hotter, I think, than the Tapatio, but only in terms of, like, just basic heat.
Just
nothing
pure
else.
Scoville. Naked Scoville. And
Naked Scoville, which is what got him into trouble.
Okay, and then what would you... Then I'd rank the other British one.
I would do the Blue Dragon
next.
Although at least the Blue Dragon has legs to manoeuvre into something a bit more special if you pimp it, right?
It has carte enough blanche, Paul.
It has more than enough block conch.
Mate, you can't keep up with this.
No.
A decent noodle... With the...
Unoffensive, really, is the worst I could say for
it. The real problem, which the pot noodle also suffered from, again, is the lack of hydration of the dried vegetables.
Why put it in? Why put fucking
if
those
If it doesn't
veggies
work,
in?
You don't put a pea that big.
It's like, oh, this doesn't work without the pea. The one pea you find in it. Next, Miu Miu.
The Miu Miu.
Yeah.
Tasty, subtle... probably for a child's palate, it's not going to go full on. Even though it has a big sauce, sachet of chili oil, it wasn't really that hot. But a nice subtle flavour. Again, those kind of Szechuan peppery sort of flavours.
Yeah, it is a perfect packed lunch pot.
Like five spices sort of flavour in there.
Yeah. And I think at the top, number one, is the it is very comfort foodie, actually, this one.
I'm just going to have one more mouthful, Paul.
What does it say on the side? There's two little bits of, like, symbols on the side. I think one is a heat. If you rotate it the other way. Other way. No, Christ. See, on either side of the word Berea, there's, like, two little logos. One's a little pot thing and one's a little chili
this
thing.
This is new premium flavour.
Okay, that's what it
so
says.
So, if that's improved, that is definitely very good, isn't it?
And then what's it say about the hot thing, the yellow logo?
It says hot picante.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know if they had any more information there, but they don't. It's fine.
And they say you can do it with hot water or microwave because it's in the American market. A lot of people do not have kettles.
And yes, of course they don't, so of course they would do it that way. So here's the thing.
It's a good noodle. It's a good noodle,
Paul. It's our winner today on this week's Noodle Pot Blitz. Now, can you just tell us what the rough prices were for these? I think, like, the Dragon was £2.50 or something?
No, it's £3, the Dragon.
Ugh. Pot noodle, what?
£1.50. Good price on the pot noodle.
For what it is, yeah, I'll give it that. The Miu Miu?
I think that's imported, so it was only about... It was less than a quid still, I think.
Yes, okay, fine. Yeah. And then the Tapatio,
I do
imagine.
Not know,
no,
but it's probably because it's...
I would
expensive,
say like $5,
it's probably
right?
$4 or $5, yeah.
Which, to be fair...
Which is a big noodle. It's a big noodle and a tasty noodle. And you could pimp that as well.
Yes.
You could put scallions in, you could put little bits of sweet corn, whatever you wanted. Why not just do that? Do a good basic noodle instead of having dried vegetables that don't even work, that just turn to powdery, awful nastiness.
It would be more interesting if these brands went, here's the basics, but to improve this, you could add right? Do it that way.
Yes, you never see that, what, like, pimping suggestions. They do have serving suggestions on noodles. Yeah, you do see that. But, yeah,
but that's not the same as here's how you can make this a little bit more interesting. Maybe add a this to it, maybe instead add of that.
Yeah, instead of putting stupid, sort of weird, like AI inspirational copy
off
on your fucking pot, why not say, hey, add some of this?
Yeah, maybe pay your copywriters less and your flavour chefs more.
That copy on the Pompeii we're Bad Boy going, really feel like it used to say, we're a slag. We eat this, you fucking dirty wanker.
And now
it's just like, you're the best. Believe in yourself. That's not, you know.
It feels more like you're reading from a fortune cookie than you're actually reading on the side of a noodle thing. Anyway, we've had some noodle fun today. I can't wait for our next round of Pot Noodle Blitz, Noodle Pot Blitz. We hope you're there to join us for when we do.
Weirdo.
Well, Eli's got his Mike Smash jacket on, and we're about to play The Price of the Shite.
I'll tell you one thing, Paul. Got up today, and I had a real passion for a splashlangshan.
That was almost, I don't know, funny?
No.
But not quite. Do you want to have another go of it? Yeah. Go on. I'll edit that bit out.
Can you?
Edit that bit out, and we'll do it this bit.
You're going to make me look bad. That was one of the worst things I've ever said, ever.
You got a chance now to redeem yourself.
Plaslange.
You got a paspassion for Sislashin. What was he going to do?
Petwangin.
You know what? You think about it while I read the letter from Ben.
No. Tick, click, click, click. Please. Please, Paul. Please help me.
I love the desperation I'm seeing right now.
Let's start again, okay?
Yeah. No, we're starting again, mate. This is not going to end up in the episode at all. God's honour on me life.
And now, everyone, it's time for The Price of Shite, and we have a special bespoke... And that's right,
that's
everybody.
Right. Oh,
it's the price of the shite.
I can't believe I've never done a hoedown price of shite before.
A nice build up there, Paul. Price of shite, and it is a bespoke version from Yvonne. Laugh it out, man. Laugh it out. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So Yvonne sent us, as ever, the amazing Yvonne, who's the one who makes the amazing Cheap Show magazines. Please go to... Oh, I'll put the details on the metadata for this website, but you can order physical editions of the Cheap Show magazine, the recent one being a Barshin special. So get hold of that. It's well worth your pennies.
Fantastic Cheap Show mag, everybody. And
wait, no, can't introduce him yet. We haven't.
He's very impatient, though.
I'm trying to do the pre-see of this, aren't I?
It's not the pre-see, you ponce.
Pre-see ponce. Hello!
No. Wow.
That could be problematic. Right, so...
Oh dear.
Right.
Getting all edgy.
Right. So.
Shock jock Paul Gannon.
Yvonne sent us a P.O. box. There was lots of stuff in it, but I've pulled out the price of shite for this tonight.
Thanks, Yvonne. And I have Ned the Noodle here.
So he said he was going to make
Well, he had a little conversation in that House of Pickles, Paul.
Yeah.
Had a little convo, and he was talking to Poindexter. Poindexter was like, I'm tired, for whatever reason.
Why are you talking so quietly?
I just don't want to wake him up.
But he's next door. He can't hear us.
He's very sensitive ears.
Fuck off.
And Ned the Noodle was like, I'll...
Step in.
I'll step in.
As Price
protector. Keeper of the Petwings.
Keeper of Petwings.
He'll be guarding the piece of paper, because we are playing against each other today. Is that right, Paul?
I believe we can, because the envelope is sealed, but I don't know anything other than that. I don't know what's in there. We're about to find out together.
Can I have a pre-see of the letter, please? I used it correctly because I wanted to.
I don't need to read all of it because, as stated...
Exactly, do a pre-see.
Yeah, we're not doing all of it.
But, the major points, just...
Hi, Paul and Eli. Hello. If you're reading this, then well done to Paul for not throwing away stroke losing this letter this time around.
She's so right.
Such a lemon drop from a supposed fan. Anyway, Please find enclosed one of the finest boxes of stuff I've sent you. A big part of this haul, price of shite and some of the food, came from Switzerland. On a recent visit, did a bit of an investigation, grabbed a few things from a charity shop, brought it back. Let me get to the price of shite segment.
Come on. I've got a yearning for some patwernings. Patwernings.
Still need
yearning
to work.
For patwernings. It's earnings and between patwernings.
I have a yearning to earn. Yearning to earnings.
I am a surgeon of splurging, Paul.
That's a good one, actually. I'll give you that. All right, love. I'm the surgeon of splurging.
Hey!
I'll open you up and fucking fill you.
Oh, nice, I've ruined it. I've really ruined it. You really have. That's actually really dark, man.
Oh,
I'm going to hug Ned.
Dear. Right, the POS specifics. There is a total of 10 Swiss francs, which is roughly £9, worth of stuff in the bag. Divide the 10 francs between the items in the bag.
Oh, special rules.
Which is from the charity shop in Zurich the items were purchased from. But beware, one item was free.
Okay, always like a free item.
I think, again, we should go through it, and then once we've got all the prices, then we can look back and go, maybe that one's free, rather than do it in the moment and having to guess right
well,
there and
then.
Well,
we never do. We always do it that way.
No, sometimes we've chanced it. I think you got it right once, even on that. Anyway, finally, and one item was grossly overpriced.
Grossly.
That's all the help you'll get. Regular price of shite rules apply. Two betwings for being spot on the price and one betwing for being 25p either way of the actual price. Happy?
Today, Paul, I'll be grossly.
If you're not going to step up and give it, then don't
give
it.
Give what?
Anything.
What?
All you've done to really give is put on a jacket.
Mate,
which for a podcast,
what's that character called? What? Mike
Smash.
I feel like I'm in a Mike Smash VR and my arms are all like costumed up with the Mike Smash costume.
Like you look at your hands and you think they're Harry Enfields.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in this weird floaty.
What a great visual gag for an audio medium. Well done. I'm glad I can appreciate that. So on the front of this bag, it says price of shite, details in letter, answers in Swiss envelope. So we've read the letter.
Swiss Tony.
And the card, I'm not going to look in the bag.
I'm getting all the Fast Show stuff going through my head.
Oh, look, it's a nice red envelope with a Swiss flag motif. So we're going to need Mr. Ned Noodle to... Again, Ned, it wasn't Ned given to us by event.
Yes, that's why I thought it'd be very good and apt, Paul, for Ned to be with us during this segment.
Ned Noodle, will you please guard the petwings?
And he is sitting on the petwings.
Well done. Brave man.
He's standing there.
He's over. Just put him face down on it.
Right.
Right. So I'm just going to reach in and grab. I'm not going to look. I'm just
going to reach in. We don't know nothing else about it. One's free and one's grossly overpriced.
That's all we know.
And we have to guess in terms of
francs. I don't know how many items there are. All we know is that 10 francs was spent overall on these items.
And we have to appoint the francs.
Yeah. Now we're going to need
it's
to get the book out.
I've got the book out.
And the pen. You're going to take this points then? You're going to write it out?
I'm going
to. All right
this.
Then. So here's the plan. I'm going to reach in and just grab something. I haven't seen what's in this bag, so I don't know what to look forward to. I'll pull it out. We'll look at it, review, and then cost it. Right? Let's crack on.
A scruffle, scruffle. Get your fist into that grab bag.
A bingly binger, tingly finger, no, snuffle and gruffle and grow.
No, come
right. on. First thing I've grabbed.
Bingly tingle.
First thing.
Oh, it's a red thing, everybody. It's a red plastic thing with a yellow tip.
Pez dispenser.
It's a Pez dispenser.
With a Little Miss Sunshine character on the top.
Oh.
So a complete little figurine, tiny figurine, of the popular children's character Little Miss Sunshine, atop a red Pez dispenser.
I don't think I've ever seen a Pez dispenser like that with a little mini fig sort
no,
of
they're
on
usually
the
just like a big head. But unfortunately, Mr. Men are all head, aren't they,
yeah,
when you think about
to,
it?
Yeah.
It would just be weird to put half a dome of a character's head on there.
For me, that works.
That's a lovely little thing, isn't it? Lovely little Pez. I like Pez. Do you like Pez?
Did you see that movie about Pez on Netflix?
I did. I act the Pez Bandit or something was cool, wasn't
There's
it?
There's something really wrong about that story, though.
It's an odd story.
When he says that he was let through or whatever because of the laws, it's like...
Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it?
But why didn't they plug that hole?
Well, they did. So he had to go to other airports and stuff. That's what he says in the documentary.
Right.
Eventually, he'd have to go to another airport because he couldn't chance that one anymore.
Anyway, it's about this guy who was smuggling rare Pez into the US.
From Europe, because there was a completely different infrastructure of how they developed the designs of Pezzers and got them out into the world.
Nuts.
Nuts, but very good documentary. Bit of fun.
I'm ready to appoint some Swiss francs to some of these items.
So,
Let's see the other net. That's it. No, now let's see the next item.
No, we have to price it, don't we, right now?
All right. You're going to go first.
Yeah. I think, I'm just going to say this now, but I think this is the grossly overpriced one. So write Pez, P-E-S.
Do you have...
I'm going to say this is 3 Swiss francs.
How are we getting betwings? Have we been told?
Yes.
Is it 2 on the nose? But what?
Well, look, if the answers are all in Swiss francs, then it won't matter. So if I say 3 Swiss francs and it's 3 Swiss francs, then it's 3 Swiss francs, isn't it?
Keep saying Swiss franc, 3 Swiss.
It's quite
francs.
Hard to say, isn't it? You try 3 Swiss francs, 3 Swiss wags. 3 Swiss wags.
Hello, I'm 3 Swiss wags.
3, 2, 1. I'm Ted Rogers from 3 Swiss francs with Dusty Hinn. Well, I got all throaty then. You needed that.
I think we should both.
Not do Spanish accents. That'll probably do it. So, all right. So, Pez, how much do you think?
It's you first, mate.
Oh, yeah. So, I said 3. I said 3 Swiss francs.
3 Swiss francs.
3 Fish wanks. Fish wanks.
Fish chimney?
Yeah. Oh. Gave the old wife a fish chimney the other day. I don't even know what that means.
The old wife, the old fish chimney. Oh, mate, I gave it such the old fish chimney.
Fucking walking like a gunslinger for the rest of the fucking day. How much do you think? How much do you think for Pez?
And you think that's grossly overpriced?
That's the one I think is grossly overpriced.
Is it equivalent to a euro, a Swiss franc?
It said it was about £9.
1 franc?
No, she said 10 Swiss francs was equivalent to about £9. So much of a muchness, right? About a euro, I'd imagine, as well. But, mate, we're talking in francs, so it doesn't matter. Swiss francs.
How many?
3 Swiss francs.
It sounds like... some mobsters or something. You know, like they're like...
it sounds like an old cult from
Sherlock
Holmes.
It's like a trio of hitmen in a sort of Guy Ritchie movie.
No, it's
get
more
the
like...
3 Swiss francs.
No, it's more like... it's more like a Swiss... No, oh, you fucked me up now. It's more like a cult from Sherlock Holmes stories. The case of the 3 Swiss francs.
Okay.
It's like that. Yeah. It's like that, isn't it?
I bet you didn't think you'd be saying that phrase...
No.
...today. 18 times.
18 fucking times.
Let's
how
just
much?
Have one more.
3 Swiss francs.
I'm
right.
going to say... I think you might be right about it being grossly overpriced.
Because Pez.
See.
You're
convincing me.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm going to even overcut you, so to speak, and go up to 350 Swiss francs.
350? Fair enough. I just want to, out of interest, I'm just going to put Pez, Little Miss Sunshine in.
Well,
see what? No, because I want to see if it's one of these things that goes online for quite a lot.
This is very unorthodox now.
Well, we've locked the prices
Ned's,
in.
Ned's having conniptions.
I just want to see if it's on
he's
there.
Jerking around in his little blue
wow.
shorts.
Wow. Someone's selling that one online for £15.
You're giving Ned nightmares.
Just saying, someone's selling that one for £15 on eBay right now. And you can get a whole set for £80.
Of all the Mr. Men and Mr. Little Misses.
Yeah. From Croatia. Anyway, next item.
Weren't Pez, they're made in that part of the world anyway. It was in the Czech Republic.
Something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, next item. I've grabbed it. I'll let you look
at
this
flat,
one.
It looks like a little dart. Ooh.
Ooh, what is it?
It's a sharp branded little leatherette. Is that like plasticky? It's a little calculator,
yeah.
Paul.
Oh, is it? I thought
sharp.
It was a little diary, but no, it's a little calculator.
Oh, that's very nice design.
Yeah.
It's...
I wonder if that's the overpriced one. Oh dear. Mm,
exactly, but...
The thing is, I don't know how many items there are, so I don't know how to divide the things. But I don't want to know what the items are at the same time as well. I'm enjoying this.
Solar cell calculator. Solar panels.
You want to talk to the microphone, mate, so we can all fucking hear it. Don't keep it to yourself.
It's solar panels.
Right. That's
very
good, then.
Very neat little
very
thing.
Neat, nice little thing, isn't it? A businessman's calculator to keep a breast pocketed.
Very 80s tech, but lovely for it. Look at the...
It's nice looking condition.
Pristine. Looks to be pristine condition.
I mean, thank fuck it's not mint on card. I guess it's mint on leatherette.
€10 spent altogether. Because I can imagine that being at least a fiver in an Oxfam.
Yeah.
Easily. They put that under the counter in an Oxfam, wouldn't they? Behind the glass.
I'm going to say...
No, it's me first.
Oh,
time.
Okay.
All if right. you can take the advantage.
No, go on. I've already locked mine in my head, so I'll say it whatever. So you say yours first, then.
This... And I said 350. Maybe 250.
Okay. All right. I...
We have to spend the whole lot. Can we go back and revise afterwards?
I think once we know how many items there are, I think we can maybe adjust then, all right? So I'm just shooting in the dark right now, which is kind of thrilling.
Shooting in the dark.
Yeah. Just shooting my load into the alleyways.
Yes.
Into the thought alleyways
Turn
of this game.
Turn the light off. I'm about to chasno.
Lights off, chod off.
Click.
Click.
All right. Weird. Click. Click.
Stop turning the lights off then.
Oh, all right then.
Click.
Good night.
Oh, night, Eli. Podcast over, everyone. It's sleepy time.
Shut up. Jesus, this is weird. Right.
So you said 250 for the calculator.
I'd say 250 for the calculator.
So put calc. And then you put your score down.
250.
And I'm going to say £2.
That's already £6 I've spent, and you've spent £5.
All right, fine. So
five
still
Swiss
five
francs.
More to go. Oh, I think this is the last. Oh, no, there is another item.
There's and four since, items in total.
Oh, wait. There's two loose items, which are the same thing by my hand feel. And then there's another little thing, which is definitely separate. So effectively, I think there's three more things left, but two are the same. So I'm going to pull these two out. What do you think?
Give it the old pull out.
I'll tell you what, I'll grab one of these
and
pull it out.
Only pull one thing out and then you can't go wrong.
Oh, it's a little enamel pin badge.
Ooh.
Which says pan, and it's a big pair of kissy lips. I don't know what pan means in this context.
Maybe it was a cosmetics brand. Or,
should I do a Google Lens thing?
You won't be. I bet it won't turn it up. It's too old school.
Hang on, let me open it up and get it out.
Could be like a magazine. Fashion mag. It has that look of a sort of fashion mag logo, doesn't it?
I think it says lip, pan lip. So maybe,
or maybe
it is
it's
a
lipstick itself. Cosmetics, I said, yeah.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to do a googly lens. And that hasn't helped at all. It's just give me a bunch of other pins.
Yeah, exactly.
That are red and black.
Yeah. I need a price for the lip pin from you, Paul.
One Swiss franc.
Pan lip pin, one Swiss franc. And you say, and I say...
Can I say one as well?
If you want, there's never been a rule that says if one guesses one, someone can't guess the other. The only way we play it sometimes is if you want to hedge your bets and go up 25p or not.
Often I do, but I'm really out of my depth here.
Yeah, that does say pan lip, so maybe it is a cosmetics brand, and this is a little pin for that, I'm imagining.
Reach into that.
Well, then in that case, I'll pull out the other pin badge, which was in here.
Truffle sack of joy, and right. Pull out another.
Oh, it's another pin badge.
Between.
It looks like a little Swiss Pillsbury Doughboy Man pin badge.
Pillsbury
like,
Doughboy Man pin badge?
Well, as if the Pillsbury Dough Man was wearing the Swiss flag on his head.
Oh, he's a little...
He's a little...
He might be a little ghost or something. This has some age to it. You can see, Paul, because the enamel or the lacquer or whatever
it has
yellowed, hasn't it, slightly.
Although, I'm thinking that's the actual colour scheme of it. Like,
I don't think so. Look at it. It's all. It's
I'm going to give that a lens as well. Hang on.
That might turn something up.
Oh, it comes up in a Japanese website. Switzerland Bio Stem Field Pins. Solly character vintage
Bio
pin badge.
Stem.
Yeah.
Is that a little...
I don't know.
Stem embryo.
All right. Well, then I've looked. I've tried.
Do you think these are counted as one item, these pin
That's
badges?
That's what I don't know. I'm thinking not. I think if there would, she would have made a note
All right.
of it.
So, I
That's
need
what
to
I
guess.
Think.
What should we call it? Little ghosty? It's a bit like Casper or something, isn't it?
Just put Swiss pin, because it's definitely a Swiss character.
Okay. Because there is a little Swiss flag on the head of it.
Anyway, going for 350 yen on this whatever website.
That's not a lot of yen.
No.
No, yen is like... There's it's about 1,000 yen in a pound, I think.
Oh, okay. Then there. It's not much then. It'd be like, 20p or something like that then.
Really low.
All right, anyway, not that it's affected our judgment. I'm still going to say maybe another...
Hey, yay, yay!
What, I thought
you
it was my
keep trying
turn.
To guess first? No. It's my turn to guess first.
Right, come on, what's your guess?
I'm going to say stick with a quid.
I'm going to say a quid too, because, you know...
Oh, how did we know this would happen?
But there's one more item left.
Okay.
So write it
quid
down while I pull it
us.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
It's a little white cardboard box.
It's a little white cardboard box.
Containing chalk... Sometimes, or matches, or little stationery supplies, like pins.
No, I think this contains a little wooden puzzle.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm just going to pour it out onto the table. Yeah. You've got to make a house shape out of these wooden blocks here.
Oh, a bit like a tangram.
Is that what they are?
Should we do it? Can I solve it, please?
You have to do it right now when recording.
Please have a look at it.
I just want to see what it says on translation. So let me have a look at that. You can have a look at it later. But effectively, it's a little box with a wooden, little flat wooden puzzle in it. What's a tangram?
Tangram is like those little square puzzles that are made up of different shapes, and it's square, and you can build little diagrammatic...
Krypton Fact used to have puzzles like that, didn't they?
Tangram, it's very ancient. I think it's Chinese.
Translated, this says, this dismantled house. And if I turn on the round on the back... Anyway, look, there's a whole spiel on the back. I'll let you look at it while I read this out, all right?
Okay.
So on the back it says this. Carlotto Korsnig inherited a small piece of land after the passing of his beloved Aunt Dorothea. His dreams of owning his own house were now within reach. He eagerly studied prefabricated house catalogues and finally bought a cute wooden house made of five parts for initial assembly from the Quellamarin Company. The price included a saza of the finished house and delivery. It was up to him to be responsible for the construction instructions. And after years of normal effort to put the house together, he finally was ready for the loony bin. Before you can start building your house, please consider the possible tragic consequences. So the overall gist is, behind this puzzle, is a man bought this to live in, and it drove him mad trying to put it into a house shape.
I'm not finding it easy immediately.
No, because you've got to do the chimney stack. And how do you find the chimney stack?
I was just looking at trying to get the chimney stack in there.
But apparently it drove the character on the front of the box mad.
Very cute item. I like the little story. And there's a little depiction of him.
Pointless, but, you know.
Well, it's a
pointless
puzzle,
story,
Paul.
But it's a nice little bit of character, isn't it? Bit of zhuzh.
It's a nice little thing there with a bit of zhuzh.
Anyway, what do you think it's worth?
Well, if I'm going to go with you first. You
Three.
Keep doing this the wrong way around, man.
I'm going to say
the exact opposite of what's correct.
So, I'm going to say
what
this.
What should I call it? House puzzle.
I'm going to say it's...
Well, shall I tell you how many you've got remaining in 10?
I think I've got 3 remaining.
You are on... Yes, you have 3 remaining.
So I'm going to change the Pez to 2.
Okay.
And make this 4 in the grossly overpriced market.
That, you think you're...
Oh,
you
no,
changed...
one of them's 3.
Oh, my God. Well, this is the moment. I need to make my guess for this first.
All right.
If I'm going by these rules of trying to fit it into 10 would be... £2. I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Right, so... We now have to recalculate because one of them's free. What would be free?
I've already changed your score on the Pez to 2 and the house pin you put. The house puzzle, sorry.
Do you know what I'm
going
to...
Put house pin down.
Yeah.
It's not a pin.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say one of the pins was free. I don't know which one.
Oh.
I'm going to say it was the Swiss man pin being free. And because I'm thinking she bought a pin and he went, oh, you can have another one for nothing. You know, that kind of logic. So which means...
So you're saying Swiss man pin?
Yeah, Swiss man is free.
Swiss ghost man.
Which means I'm going to stick with Pez being 3, house being 4, and then whatever the price for the first pin was, I'm staying with 1.
And then you only have 9. You've got an extra, because you've said the Swiss pin is free, you've got a quid there.
Oh, well then I'm going to
Swiss
add,
franc, rather.
I'm going to add...
You need to add that to one of your... You've got Pez at 3. You've got calculator at 2.
Oh, yeah, I'll add it to the calculator then. Just stick a 3 on that. Fuck it. I've given up now. It's got confusing.
3 on the calculator.
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
And then it's 10, right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I've done very well here.
Let's just think. I think it wasn't one of the pins that was free.
That's just my
logic,
mate.
It's too obvious. It's too obvious.
What else would be free then? You got the 2 pins. You got the car. You got the box house thing. You got the calculator and the Pez.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Hard. It's hard for me.
I'm not going to do that, Kate.
Don't make it hard for me, Paul.
I'll make it hard for you.
What's...
Well, just do something, mate, because fuck
me. Weirdly, I think
The calculator was free?
Yeah.
Quite the gambit, but really why not?
I just think it was, weirdly.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to do it.
All right,
and
why not?
Right? I need to add to some of my scores. So I think I've got 250 left over here.
Yeah.
I think that the Pez was 5.
Right.
So I've got one more. I'm going to say 5 for the Pez, yeah? I've got one more, which I'm adding...
To the what?
150 centimes or whatever to each pin.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right. So let's...
So those my final scores were Pez 5 Swiss francs.
Yeah.
The calculator was free.
Right.
And the lip pin's 150 each.
Right.
And the Swiss pin, Swiss man pin. And then 2... The house
and the calculator
puzzle.
Free is 3 is free.
I know it's a bit of a it's a bit of a gamble, but it could be true, couldn't it?
3 Swiss francs, not 3 Swiss francs.
Yeah,
something like that. So let's reveal the scores. Go on, pass it to me, Ned. Thank you very much.
Ned is getting up.
Well
his
done,
slumber.
Ned.
Well done, Ned. Here it is, a beautiful right. Swiss. Flag
I've
envelope.
Already said this.
Little bit of card on there.
Yeah,
Paul.
No, come on. I am now going to open the POS answers.
Come on, Petwings.
How are you feeling? Confident?
I'm feeling... I feel like I will score something.
I don't think I'm going to score anything. I think
really?
I've gone off the rails with that.
That whole thing with the free... The calculator being free, it's just a weird intuition I've had.
So let's go by how we went through the bag rather than the order is on this list. So the first item was what?
That we saw was the Pez dispenser, Little Miss Sunshine Pez dispenser.
Right, so
is that
you...
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
Okay.
Says on the thing. You said what?
5 Swiss francs.
And
Paul.
I said what?
three Swiss francs?
The answer was, it was three. It was the free item.
Shit.
We are fucked.
We're fucked. I'm not going to get... I'm going to donut this.
I'm going to give this a red raw donut.
She's made us look like fucking rubes, mate. She's done a number on us here.
It's the way you looked it up, and it was like one going for 15 quid. You fucker.
It's not my fault. It's Avens. She's fucking...
Oh, the jobs are fucked,
mate. She's fucking made us look like fools. Right, next item was what?
Fuck. The calculator.
Calculator.
You
which
said, I said it was free.
And I said...
Three.
Well, it was the most expensive item. It was six Swiss francs.
Well... I was completely wrong.
So, next item was what? The pin badges.
Oh, God. Oh, this is shameful.
We said 1 franc each, didn't we?
No, I said 150.
Well, the answer was just 50 francs. Just half
centimes.
A franc. Half centimes.
Not
half I don't
franc.
Know what
half franc is 50.
Either way, between the two
they
of them.
They were half a franc each.
Yes. Yeah. Half a franc. Could do a Jagger about a character.
A Jagger.
I'll Mick Jagger.
Rocking and rolling.
Something like that. So finally, the puzzle, the house puzzle. How much did you say?
Two.
And how much did I say?
Four.
It was three. So fuck you then. Fuck
nothing,
you very much.
Not a single fucking
what a
twinkle.
Fucking massive washout that was.
Double donuts.
Oh. I bet she's listening now, laughing. Doing this with her hands. You know the thing that villains do where
I
they
don't
roll
know
their
why
hands.
I went for that calculator. It was so stupid of me.
I wouldn't have thought the Pez thing was the free. You know that actually that was a thought in my mind for a brief moment.
It's
I
flimsy
thought,
little piece of crap.
We've been had.
Of course it's not this calculator.
This is
this
a setup.
Is a collector's piece.
This is a setup. We've been set up. That's what I think's happened here. I think once you start throwing in, this was that, and that was
free. Are you keeping
free.
The little Swiss man badge, by the way? Because I could put it on my board.
No, you can have that one. I'll have the lip one.
You want the lip one?
I'll
okay.
Have the lip one.
Okay, cool.
Right, well, at least some joy's come out of this, because I don't know.
Joy.
I'm feeling very disheartened, mate.
Well, at least neither of us lost.
That's a good way of looking at it.
You could have lost... and scored no betwings.
Well, it's what they call in the football trade a no-score draw, isn't it? It's a no-score
that's
draw.
Right. It is a no. So, in the football trade.
In the
that's
football
what they call
trade,
it.
It's a no-score draw.
It's a no-score draw today on the Price of Shite,
it
everybody.
It's a dark day.
I literally have this jacket on that makes me feel like.
I think the jacket was a curse. I think that's the problem. I think the jacket threw us off.
Yes.
Anyway, mate. This is a dark day for Cheap Show.
It's not. We've it done is. This has happened before.
Has it?
I wonder if we have. We must have.
The stats probably
prove
that.
You know we've done
that.
Like almost 400 fucking episodes.
Of course I fucking know. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have come
it's
like this.
It's a freak of nature.
It shouldn't have happened. We're the platypus of podcasts.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
With a womb.
With a womb and a beak. That's what we are. Cheap Show is a podcast with a womb and a beak.
Yes. And that takes shit in the river as well.
Yeah.
He's in the river
and
all
has
the time.
Venom sacks.
Venom sacks up the mouth hole.
What is wrong with us?
Venom glands up the mouth hole.
Anyway, I feel very empty right now.
Yeah, I feel
hollow.
I feel devoid of purpose.
There's no joy. I've got no joy. Not even the joy of like...
Oh, come on.
No, I got a pin badge that says you lip got, on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Pan lip.
Not the unique joy of Petwings, but I enjoyed the selection.
It was a fine selection. I'm not complaining about the selection.
I've had Ned here.
Ned, good old Ned, stepping up.
Stroke Ned.
Yeah. Do you do anything
that's
to Ned?
All that happens.
Because I don't think Poindexter would like you to be messing around.
Poindexter, I haven't.
What's wrong with Poindexter? I've gone off him.
Well, we haven't been.
Oh, really? Haven't been intimate
years,
in a while.
To be
why?
Honest.
Just don't talk anymore. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's a bit of backstage kind of what?
He just wants to do his own thing.
He found the complaint, didn't he, against you? I saw the report.
There's no report.
There's a Cheap Show HR report that I saw. And it I you know what? I know you're doing the throat cutty thing to say
Paul,
stop talking about this, but I will go into the report details of you molesting a teddy bear. I will.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, I've got a little...
There's one little rule in my life, mate.
It's, yeah, one
it's
little rule.
It's simply this. Never peg a teddy bear. Never ted a peggy bear. Right, that's it. Let's get out of here. Never tet a peggy bear, never tet a peggy bear, never tet a peggy bear. It's three
peggy
Swiss francs.
Three Swiss francs.
Three Swiss francs.
Never take a peggy bear, never take a peggy bear.
Never tet a peggy bear, it's
three
Swiss
francs.
Right, worst episode ever. Worst episode ever, I think, today. I think we can safely say it goes down as a dark time for cheap show
history.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. Right, let's just keep this simple. Everything you want from Cheap Show is on our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. It's there for our social media pages, our YouTube pages, our special episode pages. Every episode has a designated web page to go with it with pictures and sometimes videos. We also have a link to our Patreon there, because if you would like to support us on Patreon and help keep this show going, then that's on you. But it is patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but only please if you can. And other than that, spread the word on, review us on all those podcast apps and stuff. That helps us float to the top of recommendations, and we'd like to get more ears on us. Other than that, mate, we are good. I'm still planning the Graxton Industries Trash Can Film Festival. I've located a location, and we've had a few...
Did they?
Swap.
Have they?
Okay, so I need to say this to you now. They will give you more samples.
When? Now? Can I have some now, please?
They said, you got to listen to me, mate, because this is really serious. They will give you two samples pre-festival. You've got to make them last. Afterwards, if the show goes well and you don't embarrass yourself and I don't ruin it or whatever, we don't fuck it up, they'll give you 40 samples.
Okay.
That's almost a year's worth, right?
Okay.
But you can't, we can't
fine.
Fuck this
That's
up.
Fine. It's fine. It's fine.
They've put 20 grand into this.
It's fine, man.
20 grand.
It's fine, okay? I said it was okay. It's okay. It's fine.
It was going to be more, but I had to trade it off for your fucking samples. And also they said, if you don't give them swabs this time, report swabs, you won't get the other... You won't get the 40.
That's what you should call the episode.
But report swabs. No. Call 3 Swiss francs and I'm fucking happy with it.
Oh, report swabs. Why?
I don't know why you like support swabs so much.
I do.
Report swabs.
Yeah.
If you're out and about, report swabs, would you?
Thanks, patrons.
Look, listen, this
for
is...
For supporting us. That, really,
thank you so
really
much.
Really do appreciate it,
yeah,
guys.
They recently got hold of the Rolling With It video to go along with that week's episode.
Oh, that was fun, yes.
We had the
when you came from behind.
I did.
And took all my money.
Which happens every fucking Monday. I take him from behind and then take all his money. Oh, what does that suggest, ladies and gentlemen?
Say it. Say the catchphrase.
Oh, dear. See you next week on Cheap Show.